One of Philadelphia's more established and respected theater companies is opening the season with a play whose title cannot be said on the radio. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the Arden Theater's gamble with vulgarity.
After 28 years, the Arden Theater has established itself as a powerful professional company in Philadelphia, known for the quality of its productions and its robust programming for kids, including a popular theater summer camp. In the lobby of the Arden, with kids filing past, is a poster for an upcoming production. The poster says it's called Stupid Bird, with a big blank space between stupid and bird. But that's not the actual name of the play. The title, as it appears in the program, is something I can't say on the air. Let's call it Stupid F***ing Bird. It's an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's The Seagull. Playwright Aaron Posner started with that provocative title 4 years ago and wrote a script to match it.
I wrote this play going, I don't think anyone's going to come see it. And I'm not sure any theater will ever produce it. I actually sort of thought the Philadelphia Fringe Festival might be the place that I might be able to convince to produce it.
Instead, the play opened at the Woolly Mammoth Theater in Washington, D.C. and has gone on to become extraordinarily popular. Last season, it was one of the most produced plays in professional American theater.
Shocked. Totally shocked and delighted. You know, it feels like something one would say in an interview, but it's totally true that I wrote it in the conviction that probably people wouldn't produce it, that the title alone would keep anything other than a handful of theaters in the country from even considering it.
And on we go, more books, more plays, more.
The wholly original script, which Posner is also directing, concerns the tumultuous loves and relationships of a family of artists struggling with the compulsion to create more art.
And the songs, my God, the songs alone. Sometimes I think we should have a moratorium on the creation of art for 100 years. Let's just take a good look at everything we already have, and then maybe we can decide what else we might need.
Posner was one of the original founders of the Arden Theater. He's since left for Washington, D.C. His co-founder, Terry Nolan, is the Arden's current artistic director, and he says Posner told him about this play title while he was writing it.
And I remember saying to him, oh, Aaron, that's not a good idea. Really? He said, yeah, I am. And I said, all right, well, that's hard. That's tricky.
Nolan has since come around to that provocative title. He says it's appropriate because it signals that this story is radical, irreverent, and contemporary, as long as you're okay with that kind of language.
We talked to other theaters who have done it, and Woolly Mammoth at first would refer to it as that stupid bird play. And we said, yeah, we want to call it Stupid F***ing Bird or Stupid F***ing Bird. So the people are aware that this is a radical new version. And if profanity bothers you or puts you off, this is probably not the best play for you.
Nolan says this play is the most popular of the Arden's upcoming season so far, according to advanced ticket sales. Also, so far, no complaints from patrons for either the regular or the children's programming. The show opens in mid-September. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.